This is a Radio Inc. coronavirus update. Here's your host, Radio Inc. editor, Ed Ryan.
And our guest today is Tim Wenger from WBEN in Buffalo. And Tim, first of all, thanks for coming on. We appreciate your time.
You bet. Crazy, unprecedented times, for sure.
So tell us all about how things are going in Buffalo. You know, what's it like up there with this crisis?
You know, it's amazing. I've been intimately involved in the coverage since last Thursday. A couple of things, you know, obviously leading up to that, but on Thursday, we really ramped things up. Thursday evening, we took our evening programming off the air and went live and local and did what we called a virtual town hall for 3 hours. Brought in all sorts of medical experts and public health professionals in our studios, and we talked specifically about, what is unfolding right now, what people can expect, what they need to know about coronavirus. And the response was pretty overwhelming. There was a lot of interest in it in the marketplace and beyond, via our streaming and social media channels. Ever since then, it's just remarkable the speed at which the information is coming to us, the changes. In New York State, where we are, it is, the highest volume of cases are being identified in this state, and the governor is making very proactive decisions very quickly that are impacting lives. And as I was on the air over the past 3 hours, we covered up Rush today, as we will this week, to bring local information. The decisions were made and announced to close bars and restaurants, movie theaters, gyms. Just the way of life is changing so quickly, and that the audience just has an unbelievable desire to talk about it, how they're digesting all of this and adapting to a new way of life with coronavirus in New York State.
You know, Tim, I was listening to Governor Cuomo's press conference here in Florida. I was listening to that one just because everybody's just like a glutton for information now. And one of the things that he mentioned, which I thought was a little bit unusual, was after he closed the bars and restaurants, he said, go out to the park and hang out in the park as the parks were open, which I thought was a little bizarre.
Yeah, what everybody is talking about, and I think nationally as well, but certainly in New York State, and I know in Washington State, the two real hotbeds of cases, is this social distancing thing. And it really comes with two responses. Some people are offended by it, and some people are adhering to it. But social distancing, keeping, at least 6 feet away from people, not being in an area where there's more than 50 people, seems to be the number of late. So I think, the messaging I think that he's delivering there is, yeah, well, you can't go to a restaurant, you can't go to a bar because we're closing them. You can still go to, an open air environment like a park, burn off some stress and try to live life. So I think that's really the messaging that he's trying to deliver there. But it is, I spoke with someone in Florida today who was in Buffalo this morning, and now they're in Florida this afternoon, and they said it was the tale of two worlds. The stress level in New York versus the stress level in Florida is just decidedly different. There's not nearly as much concern in South Florida, for example, as there is in Buffalo, at least according to this person I spoke with.
So what are you hearing from advertisers up there in Buffalo? Are they really worried that this could put some of them out of business? They're certainly going to hurt the bottom line in the next few weeks and probably months. So what are you hearing?
Kind of a twofold answer to that, Ed. First would be the answer prior to today in the decision for bars and restaurants. Obviously, a lot of our stations in the Entercom cluster in Buffalo, we do have a lot of bars, restaurants, nightclubs on the books, and they're going to be impacted by this bar and restaurant ban that starts at 8 o'clock tonight. So we'll start to hear from them, and I'm sure we already have while I've been on the air. But prior to that, advertiser response has been mixed. I mean, there certainly are those advertisers that have made a decision to at least cancel their advertising for now. But what we're seeing even more of is messaging switching, where they're changing, the messaging of what they're asking people to do. They're offering informational type commercials as opposed to, offering deals, et cetera. So if it's a store, they might be offering helpful information on what they might have at a store that people would be interested in during times like this. So there's a lot of copy changes and things like that. I don't want to say there are no cancellations, but, I think there's a heightened alert on the part of advertisers that their messaging is in tune with the mood of the public and the commands that are coming from public health and political officials.
And what are you hearing from listeners? I'm sure you're taking some calls and hearing what they have to say. Are they worried? Are they relaxed? Are they thinking this is going to pass? What's the general consensus from the listeners?
Well, one word I have not heard until you just mentioned it of late is relaxed. No one is relaxed. Whether you're simply impacted by the fact that all schools are closed for the most part in the county I'm in until April 20th, it causes a great deal of stress on a family. I just spent a few hours on the radio and we were talking a lot about stress and how it's impacting families just from the school closure standpoint. Now add in the business standpoint. So there's a lot of stress that's out there. I think there's a lot of confusion. And I also think another good word would be disbelief. I don't think anybody ever thought they would live through a time where businesses are being ordered to close. You can't go to a movie. You can't go to the gym. When presumably, everything seems to be fine outside. We live in an area where we're used to being decimated by a blizzard and it's over in a few days. We don't know what the end is as far as this situation is concerned. So I think there's confusion and disbelief as to what kind of decisions public health officials are making that are, that's impacting the lives of people in Buffalo and Western New York.
And finally, Tim, what do you think the impact is going to be on the radio industry?
I think there's two. The short-term impact could be, an economic hurt. We might need a Band-Aid approach to, cover some cancellations, et cetera. But I think the long-term impact on radio is another reminder that these brands, these radio brands, whether it's, WBEN or other Entercom brands in Buffalo or in any other market that's dealing with this, they are local, the lifeblood of these communities. And they are providing local information in a live, interactive environment, pushing out information on their digital channels and social media channels. And I think that in the long run just will further entrench radio and audio's, foothold on local live information and portable information in the palm of your hand in the form of apps and streaming.
Tim Wenger at WBEN in Buffalo. Tim, thanks for your time and good luck up there.
Thank you. Appreciate it. We all need it.